Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a topic that's a little bit in vogue.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Especially in Silicon Valley startup land, but maybe even further out than that, I would say, this idea of therapy for founders particularly. And I think it's going to be an interesting topic, Stelly, considering how much attention it's getting right now. And it's really about mental health.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about it. What's your experience with therapy?
So I've not been in therapy as an adult. I mean, in some ways, a lot of our conversations, borderline therapy.
Likewise.
Especially the ones we don't record for many reasons.
Very true.
So in a sense, I do feel like I have had many, many therapeutic discussions with very special people. But I've not been to a therapist as an adult. I have thought about it, though, on and off as like, maybe this would really benefit me. But nothing propelled me to push that thought forward. Although I don't think that that's something that I'll do that sometime soon. I don't know. As a child, I went through therapy for a little while. And maybe that jaded me a bit. Because, you know, after my father died, maybe I was acting up a little bit in school. And I think my mom brought me to some kind of a test doctor or something. And they gave me they did a bunch of tests with me. And then they gave me this multiple choice questionnaire that was basically like trying to figure out if there's something wrong with me. I don't know why, but I remember very consciously answering those questions in a way that I was like, they probably want to, do you want to be part of a group or be alone because you're afraid of people? I'm like, they probably want me to say that, if I'm like fucked up. Like I feel like I knew what I had to X for them to say that it's some psychology issue. I don't know why I wanted that.
Yep.
But I know that I followed that. Like I didn't really honestly answer that thing.
I think, Stelly, you just brought up a huge point.
Mm.
With therapy, some of us will give the answer that we want to give, not the answer that is true to us.
Yeah, that is fair.
That's what I found in therapy where like a few years ago, I went to 5 different therapists. I did their minimum amount of sessions they'd let me, and I wanted to understand what that field was all about. And I know friends who are therapists, like multiple friends, and I've spent time talking to them as well and had sessions with them just to kind of understand it, but also see what value it can bring for me. One of the things I learned about myself is like, I can make someone go in circles in therapy and the therapists know what you're doing. And I find that kind of a fascinating. So if you're somebody like that, it's going to take you a little bit of time or a bunch of tries to find a therapist where you're not willing to do that to them.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So yeah, keep going.
No, that's really good stuff. And I do think, to jump to that conclusion before I go back for a second, I do think that just like everything else in life, you cannot take a thing and like overgeneralize it as if no matter who the therapist is, the experience of quote unquote therapy will be the exact same quote unquote product that you are consuming. It's not true. There's people that are therapists that I would never send anybody to because I think they have massive issues of their own and they're not maybe
most
in a position. No offense. I would agree with that, but I would also say some of them that are like having big issues of their own still maybe are capable of being useful to others, and some aren't useful to others. I think they are harmful. You cannot just say therapy as if it's like this unified product. It's going to be the exact same experience for everybody, right? Because it's people doing therapy. It's like, do you like singing? Do you like songs? It depends on the song. It depends on the band, right? Not every band, not everybody, not every human on earth that performs the action of singing is doing it at the same quality or the same liking or taste to you. So I couldn't agree more with that. I coming back to my experiences to wrap that up as a child, they did put me in therapy for a little while. And I do remember that therapist and the experience we were going through seemed very, it just seemed like somebody that was just